Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, September 12, 2022. It's just a tad after 6 p.m. First order is to establish a quorum. Scott?
Okay. Dave Stewart, Tom Holman, Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer and Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 12, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you've had another member show up, so.
All right. Good. First item is review and action, August 8th, 2022 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, would someone entertain a motion?
Move to approve.
Got a motion? Do we have a second?
No second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
We will move on to public hearing and final vote. Scott?
Okay, I have cases number RZ 2022 and 23. This is a planning and zoning administrator generated request that the Planning Commission make a recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request of one parcel, number 02-5.0-22-000-000-006.000, which is 9.7 acres, owned by Adam Woollett, and then a rezoning request of two parcels, parcel numbers 02-5-22-000-000-006.001, which is 27.6 acres, and 02-5-21-000-000-008.000, which is 41 acres, and this property is owned by Malcolm McLean. All parcels being located off Beaver Creek Ranch Road, Bradleyville. The property is currently zoned GOV for government district with no parcels or no structures on the parcels. The rezoning request by the planning administrator is for A1 agricultural district. So, zoomed way out, all this hatched green are shape files that our GIS department had that put on the maps from her files. Thus, these were put on there because her shape files showed that. 2018, a gentleman took these parcels and traded the government another parcel that he owned for those. So it came out of the government's ownership in 2018, but the shape files hadn't changed. So when we adopted the maps in 2021, we adopted them. We found a couple more of these that we'll bring over time. Thus, they need a zoning district assigned to them, completely surrounded by A1. So you have the two parcels, which is 24, and then this is application 23. And at that, I'd take any questions you'd have, or it's just basically a correction. The problem is that I see is if we just leave them and they come in, and I think there's some plans for possible structures in the future, we can't issue a building permit. It's a government tract. So, but they're actually not government tracts. They're, you know, personally owned by individuals.
Let's just clean up our maps.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I was going to say,
do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on either of these applications? For or against? Seeing none? Any discussion amongst ourselves or comments?
I'll make a motion to rezone to A1.
Okay, what we're doing is would be a recommendation to the Taney County Commission. So I've got a specific item to read for the zoning change application. So we got a motion. Do we have a second? Okay, got a motion and a second. Doug with the second. And the motion would read as follows. Motion to recommend approval of the applications 22-023 and 22-024 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by the planning administrator for the parcels located at parcel 22-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005.02-005. A1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
We'll send that on to the county commission.
All right. Thank you for that. Next item up, we've got 22-025 rezone. Scott?
22-025 is a request by Robert Terrio, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request of one parcel, which is number 20-3-7-004-001-1-008.000, which is located at 1307 Ridgedale Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 general commercial district. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is 2 acres in size. It is lot 1 in the Crestwood Center subdivision. Currently, there's an office and a warehouse building located on the property. So this is the 86 and 65 highway intersection. Here's the roundout. Ridgedale Road goes south out of the roundout, and I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. And then we're just zooming in on the parcel. I've got some pictometry. There's actually a church setting in this now that's built, but here's our two buildings. And then just some photos. And just looking at the highway in the front of it, so looking north and then back to the south. And I think our applicant's up there already. So.
Good evening.
Good evening. If I could read a brief statement.
And your name is?
I'm Robert Tiora, the applicant.
Thank you.
So subject property was approved and built in 1995 as the Crestwood Nursing Center, and it served the community until 2015 when it was closed. It was closed due to bankruptcy of the parent company. They tried to sell it for a couple of years, and then the owners decided in 2018 to transfer the property via gift to the College of the Ozarks. The property has not been in use. It's been vacant for the last 5 years. The zoning request is to provide for the need of nightly rentals for the county, which has a shortage, and additional use of a warehouse to provide for long-term storage facility, the existing on-site water well and pressure tank system, and the two separate septic systems are anticipated to be adequate for the intended use. A separate dedicated water holding system and pressurized distribution line shall be provided as a newly designed for the fire safety sprinkler system, which will be installed in accordance with the fire department requirements. The close proximity to 65, Highway 65 and Highway 86 will facilitate traffic flow for ingress and egress to this property. The adjoining neighbors are Closer Walk Christian Church and CenturyLink. The environmental impact is anticipated to be minimal for this intended use. Our zoning request is respectfully submitted to you for your consideration. I'm open for any questions you might have.
Any questions for the applicant? So the application is for going from A1 to C2 general commercial, is that correct?
That's correct.
And in the application, at one point it had NR3 or NR1. Was a decision made to change or a recommendation?
There was a recommendation in discussion with Scott about the warehouse.
The storage units.
Yeah, the storage unit.
That one building into storage units.
Okay. And
the nightly rental use would work in NR, but not the storage units. But in C2, both would.
So you can do nightly rental and commercial?
C2.
Yes. Any other question? Any questions for the applicant? Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone signed up to speak that's opposed to the application? Nobody's out there, so you want to come back up? Sorry about that. I guess that's good news.
That's good news,
possibly.
Yes. Yes.
So, seems pretty straightforward. Everyone familiar where the property's at? And any additional questions, comments amongst ourselves or to the applicant? Again, what we're doing is we're doing a recommendation of approval or denial in a resolution to the Taney County Commission that I'd be reading specifically. So do we have enough information for a motion to be made?
How many nightly rentals?
We're looking at potentially 16. It depends on the square footage and the other items that we want in the building.
16 one-bedroom?
We are looking at one-bedroom. That's the most need right now in our county.
So will you be managing the property on behalf of the college? Is that what I'm reading?
No. The college will be selling us the property contingent upon this acceptance of the zoning change.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
How many storage units?
That's also subject to the design and the amount of square footage. We have two roll-up doors, so that'll facilitate roll-up usage, RVs, boat, that type of thing. And then we want to reconfigure and put some insulation. It's pretty basic warehouse is what's there.